Well, police are on the scene at the Boston Marathon, where there are reports of two explosions near the finish line. CNN has reported that two people are dead, 23 people are injured, and reports also suggest these injuries, many of them are horrific. The hotel that serves as the headquarters for the marathon has been locked down, and emergency services are at the scene. This incident reportedly came about 3 hours after the winners crossed the line. This man, who was among thousands of spectators, explains what he saw.
Closer to the finish line, I heard an explosion, turned and saw a big plume of smoke rising out of what looked like a sidewalk or a parking lot. And about 10 seconds later, about 20 yards on the other side of the avenue, another big explosion. And that's when there was sort of a mad scramble for people to get out of the area.
That's one of the bystanders on the sidelines as the marathon, the Boston Marathon, was underway. Well, Margaret Evans is the senior news editor with WBUR Radio in Boston. Margaret, hello, welcome to breakfast.
Oh, hey, friend, thank you.
Margaret, details are sketchy, but what are you hearing there about these bombings? What kind of bombs were they?
Well, I should caution that the word bomb is a word that the emergency responders, well, the police are not using. They're saying explosions. Race organizers, however, did use the word bomb in a tweet. But at this point, we're seeing explosions. And what we've confirmed is that they took two explosions heard around 10 to 3 our time. So that's about 3 hours after the elite runners crossed the line. About 10 to 3 near the finish line on Boylston Street, which is one of the streets that leads into Copley Square, where the finish line is located. And we are hearing also from officials from the police that two fatalities have occurred and 23 injuries. But given what's going on, I now we've got that updated to 28 hurt.
28 hurt, and I have seen some description that suggests that, in fact, media agencies are being asked not to broadcast descriptions of the injuries because they are quite horrific. There's still, the point is, there's a lot of people on the sidelines of this race. It's a major deal, and there were still a lot of people running, weren't there?
Oh, there were many, many running, and in fact, they suspended the race, and there were still probably thousands on the course. And they were being told one of the major mile markers is at Cleveland Circle, which is actually only a few blocks from my house, and people reportedly were totally shocked to be told the race officially suspended, but for all intents and purposes, over. This is the 117th Boston Marathon, and this is just an unimaginable thing to have happened, so symbolic.
Margaret, I have read suggestions that these explosive devices, some were in trash cans, and that there's been some other unexploded devices found by police. Can you confirm any of that? What are the theories emerging?
Well, I can confirm indeed one unexploded device because the police confirmed that they exploded it. It was just opposite the Boston Public Library in Copley Square. So that would confirm their earlier fears after the first two explosions that there were possibly other unexploded devices in the area.
And no theories
and this is the only.
I beg your pardon. And no theories around about who might have been responsible for this?
You know, I'm not seeing any speculation on Twitter. I'm not seeing any speculation online. And our reporters so far have not, they've done the scene and we haven't heard anything along those lines at this point. It's almost as if they're still trying to take stock of the, you know, the early chaos, the injuries, and still trying to clear the area of people.
Absolutely.
Spectators and runners, yeah.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much for joining us with that update.
No, oh, you're most welcome. It weren't necessary.
Yeah, good luck with it. That's Margaret Evans, the senior news editor with WBUR Radio in Boston, describing there, of course, the Boston Marathon is a major big deal. It's a public holiday in the city. Thousands come out to watch. Thousands run in it, including some Australians are over there. But the race has been stopped because of these two explosions. 28, I think the latest figure of injured, and still no real theories on who's responsible for planting these explosive devices, whatever they were. It's 6:22 on breakfast.